Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
We're returning now to that shock announcement by Leo Varadkar that he's to step down today. Green Party leader Eamon Ryan has reacted to that, saying that Leo Varadkar was an energetic and committed leader of the country. He noted that the three coalition parties will continue to fulfil their mandates just as they've done over the last 3.5 years. We're joined now by Green Party Senator and MEP candidate Pauline O'Reilly, and you're welcome, Pauline. Your own reaction to the news today?
Yeah, I think it took everybody by surprise. There's no doubting that. And I suppose for us in the Green Party, we are continuing on to do our own work. But on the day that's in it, obviously across Leinster House, everybody's having conversations about the shock announcement today.
So what do you think should happen next?
Look, I mean, you know, when you look at the last government, obviously, Enda Kenny stepped down and Leo Varadkar took over. That's the business of Fine Gael, how they manage that. We signed up to a programme for government, and I was one of the negotiators myself. We signed up to a programme for government with two other political parties, and those two other political parties we're still working with. So it doesn't change anything from our point of view. And we'll just wait and see who the
leaders matter, though, don't they? The leaders of parties. It's not just about policy, it is also about personality.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, what's interesting is that we have a political system here where we don't, rightly or wrongly, we don't get as the public to vote for the leaders of political parties. What we do is we go into the ballot box, and in my situation, we vote for the MEP that we want, we vote for the TD we want, we vote for the councillor that we want, and we don't actually know what makeup the next government will be. We say, here are the people we'd like to be sitting at the table, and people have, you know, voted for the Greens. We're sitting at the table. We've negotiated that programme for government.
Okay.
And ultimately, you know, who the leaders are is a matter for the individual parties. And
who the Taoiseach is a matter, though, for the Dáil, and the government, obviously, and the majority holds the majority of seats. Do you think you will be representing the wishes of Green Party members across the country if Green Party TDs go through the Dáil again this time around and vote once again to elect a Fine Gael Taoiseach?
I mean, that's obviously we're signed up to a programme for government, and we're absolutely committed to achieving our aims under the programme for government. And I think that we have been successful in achieving a lot over the last few years, and we are dedicated to continuing to do that. And as I say, look, just listening to Leo Varadkar today, as everybody was hearing it for the first time, it sounds like it's going to be done fairly quickly. And if that's the case, I think everybody just needs to get on and do their work.
Yeah,
and I think
that
that's what the public
expects. Though, I'm just wondering, in terms of you saying you're there to represent the wishes of Green Party members. And my question is, do you think you will be representing, I know not you specifically, but the Green Party TDs in the Dáil will be representing the wishes of Green Party members by voting in another Fine Gael Taoiseach at this point in the coalition cycle?
Yeah.
And given everything that has happened, given, for example, the row with Simon Coveney and Eamon Ryan over data centres, you know, there's lots of points of conflict in terms of what Fine Gael and the Green Party are saying in government.
And as people would expect, you stand up for your values, and I think that's the right thing to do. But overwhelmingly, Green Party members voted in favour of going into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Did we say, here's the leader of Fianna Fáil that we want, here's the leader of Fine Gael that we want? No, because if our members were interested in who the leaders of the other parties were, they'd be in a different party. But they're not. They're interested in what
so
we,
it doesn't matter.
We achieve.
Do you have any preference?
I don't believe that it is it's a cause for concern, because I think it looks like, you know, there's a lot of experience at the cabinet table, and so it's likely to be one of those people who are already sitting there and already making decisions. And
so would it matter, for example, for Simon Coveney, who's recently got into a big row with Eamon Ryan over data centres? Would that be a cause for concern?
I think that we have differences of opinion probably with everybody in all the different political parties. But ultimately, we are signed up to a programme for government, and one person at cabinet doesn't make the decisions. And I think that we have been exceptionally strong as a party in holding firm, and that is recognised, and we'll continue to do that.
Pauline O'Reilly, thank you very much for joining us this evening.